No matter the role, the work of an Ingalls shipbuilder is both complex and inspiring. For 85 years, the world-class shipbuilders at Ingalls Shipbuilding have designed, built, and maintained amphibious ships, destroyers, and cutters for the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard. Welcome to Inside Ingalls, a podcast that dives deep into the stories and perspectives of those who shape our legacy. I'm your host, Katie Weldon. Let's dig in. Willie Fairley, welcome to Inside Ingalls. For everybody listening, Willie Fairley is the Director of Construction Services and Ship Completion, which is probably one of the longest job titles out here. So Willie, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy your time here today, but tell us what that job title means. What do you do for Ingalls Shipbuilding?
Well, first, thank you for having me. That job title, you know, Construction Services, you know, everything that happens in the shipyard starts off with a crane moving steel, a forklift moving product to the location where work is going to be done. So construction services is pretty much saying, hey, we are the support crafts that make everything move in the shipyard in way of our craftsmen going to work and being successful at what they do. You know, the ship completion portion of it, and you know, that's speaking more to my paint and coatings areas, my marine ship cleaning specialist, because at the end of the day, we're the ones that get the ship painted, all prettied up and dolled up with paint and cleaned and ready to go to sea for the sailor to be able to live comfortable aboard.
Fantastic. So, I mean, it's a long job title, but it really explains what you do and how critical your work is.
It does.
So tell us how you came to Ingalls Shipbuilding. Tell us your story.
Well, you know, I started off in high school as an athlete, you know, got a scholarship, went off to college, decided I wanted to be in the radiology field. Went to school, got my books, did well. Left from Perk, went to South Alabama, got into the radiology program, started my clinicals, and realized quickly I could not stay in the hospital. I couldn't stand the smell of it. It just wasn't for me. So I came to Ingalls, and I signed up for the Carpenter Apprenticeship Program.
Oh, wow.
And when I got home that day, I told my dad how excited I was that I got a job. And he says, good, what hospital are you going to be in? And I told him, I said, nope, Dad, I'm going to Ingalls, where he had been employed at that time for 35 years. Needless to say, he was not that happy about my decision because he spent a lot of money on me going to college. But as time went on and I got to Ingalls and things began to progress, I began to move up in the ranks of management. My father became very proud of me. And, you know, before my father's passing, he was able to see me rise to the ranks of general superintendent. And now today I'm the director over six departments.
Wow. So Carpenter's Apprentice. And I heard through the grapevine that you were also Apprentice of the Year.
Yes, I was Apprentice of the Year, 2008. Awesome experience. Awesome experience. It opened a lot of doors for me here at Ingalls. Just the teaching that I got from the shipbuilders on the job and the MTA Academy, the things that they taught me, it propelled me further above my peers.
So you said your dad, you know, when you first started out here, had been at Ingalls for 35 years and that he got to see you rise through the ranks all the way up to general superintendent before he passed. But can you tell me, you know, being a generational shipbuilder yourself, what was it like for you growing up? Like, you know, your dad worked out here. How did that impact you growing up?
Oh, man. You know, when I think about Ingalls and I think about the impact that Ingalls had on me growing up, every meal that we ate, it came from Ingalls. I can remember my dad coming home with the steel-toed boots on, dirty from a hard day's work. I can remember him sitting down telling the stories of, hey, you know, the struggles of what he done for the day. And we admired that. We admired the hard work. But more than that, we really admired the things that him working at Ingalls allowed us to be afforded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people resonate with that story, too. You know, we hear stories all the time of people that are just looking for another chance or people that want to start a new career. And they come out here, and I think each time they find something special that resonates with them. So, you know, seeing your dad out here and now that you're out here, what do you think is, well, speaking from your experience, what makes Ingalls so special to you?
Well, what makes Ingalls so special to me is the men and women that come through the gates every day. As a director, I have a drive-in pass, but I park in the parking lot because I love to rub the shoulders with the shipbuilders coming in, A lot of them talk to me about, hey, their career path on the way in, what they want to be, you know, how can I, you know, they ask me, hey, can you help me do this and that? And those things are really impactful, not just to me, but to that shipbuilder and to the up and coming generation of shipbuilders behind us.
So, you know, you're rubbing shoulders with shipbuilders, you're talking to them about what they want to do in their life. What do you say to someone who hasn't yet clicked the button yet to hii.com/careers or hasn't taken that next step because they're just unsure of what to expect? What do you say to them about the work that you're doing out here?
Well, the main thing that I say to them is I tell them my story. You know, I tell them, hey, from day one, yes, it was hard, but I show them the path forward. I show them that, hey, you can advance. I came from a carpenter apprentice making $10.83 an hour, and now I'm a director over six departments. And so when I look at that and I begin to tell them the story, it inspires them, and it gives them that I can spirit. So I'm trying my best anytime that I can touch young people to tell them, hey, yes, there are going to be some struggles, but keep grinding, come to work every day, and be safe while you're here, and learn everything that you can learn, and always keep good people in your corner.
Absolutely. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say you are a mentor to many people. You have customer service excellence from the top to the bottom. You treat everyone equally. And as long as they're willing to work for their dreams, you're always going to be willing to help them. But in our business too, where we, you know, one of our pillars being schedule or cost and safety and things like that, witnessing you when you're talking to shipbuilders, you're always, your leadership style is so people focused and ensuring their safety, but also that they're doing, you know, the job right, or that, you know, they're learning something along the way. So as a leader, you know, you said you're over six departments. How do you keep so people focused in a job sometimes that is so product driven?
I'm glad you asked me that. You know, you've heard me give many pre-brief evolutions before we land spy raids and do different jobs. One thing that I always keep in mind is our people are our number one asset. Without the people, Ingalls is nothing. So I continue to always focus on people first, then safety, and then we'll focus on the equipment next. Because at the end of the day, being over 60 departments, hey, it comes with a major responsibility. But I'm only as good as those people that work for me. So the higher I go, I try to humble myself down to be more of a servant to the people, to make sure that they have what they need to go to work every day, that I put them in a good, safe environment. And if they need me as the director to come to the deck plate to teach and show and to train, I'm willing to do that too, because at the end of the day, that's what makes the shipyard go around.
That's right. And you know, we say a lot of times, and especially, you know, our craft workers too, we spend so much time here away from our families. You know, you got to be safe. But that too, it's all about a team. It's the teamwork, it's the team player. So your leadership style is one that people resonate with and they appreciate at the same time. So how long have you been working at Ingalls now?
So I've been working at Ingalls for 19 years. And I will tell you, over this 19 years, this is not a leadership style that I developed. It was a leadership style that, hey, I was mentored into from the Danny Brules, the Johnny Nungessers, the Randy Pagents, the Dunny Dorseys. Those type people have driven this type leadership and this type enthusiasm for building ships into me.
So in your 19 years, what is one story that you just want people, if they hear anything in this podcast today, you say, I want them to remember this story. What is one story from Ingalls that you might not think people think about?
Well, I have a friend out there in the shipyard. He was my welder when I first came to the shipyard. His name was Reuben Stewart. He still works here today in the rod room. And I never forget just coming in to the crew the first day. I was always taught to dress for success. So I came in. I'm a scaffold carpenter. I had my tool belt around my waist. I had a button-down polo shirt on. And him and another co-worker, they betted a cold drink that I wouldn't make it a day. They said, look at the guy's clothes. He won't make it a day. Well, here it is 19 years later, and I'm still here. But the inspiration that those guys gave me and the drive those guys gave me, you know, we laughed about it. And they see me now and they say, hey, I lost that cold drink. But I'm thankful for the things they taught me. We laugh about the good times and the stories and the things we've been through at the shipyard. But at the end of the day, we all love this place. You know, this place is hard on a good day, but we all have a love for the shipyard. And so funny stories happen all the time out here because, you know, you have to share and love your coworkers, because again, we spend more time with them than we spend with our families, and they become family. So we're not just all about shipbuilding. We're about family also.
Absolutely. Well, Willie, thank you so much for joining us on Inside Ingalls. And is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
I want to say, you know, thank you to all the shipbuilders and the great work and the great ships that we produce.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you all for tuning in to Inside Ingalls featuring Willie Fairley, Director of Construction Services and Ship Completion. We'll see you on the next one.